Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this imaginary finish line of perfection? Like every little thing you do needs to be flawless, or else, well, something awful must happen, right? That's the voice of perfectionism whispering in your ear. And let me tell you, that voice can be a real buzzkill. But guess what? On today's episode of Everyday Stoicism, we're going to learn how to silence that inner critic and turn self-criticism into something that actually helps us grow. Because here's the thing. Life isn't about being perfect, it's about becoming better. And that takes courage, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways today that will help you start shifting your mindset away from perfectionism and towards genuine progress. First up, let's recognize that perfectionism is often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. You know that feeling when you put off a project because you're afraid it won't meet some impossible standard? That's perfectionism rearing its ugly head. The Stoic philosophy encourages us to face our fears head on. It's like that saying, "What you fear most has already been conquered." By acknowledging your fears, you can start to break the hold over you. Next, remember this. Progress isn't linear. Ever notice how some days you feel like you're on top of the world, and other days you just want to crawl back under the covers? That's perfectly normal. There will be ups and downs in your journey, and that's okay. The key is to focus on consistent effort, not instant results. Think about it like learning a new language. You wouldn't expect to be fluent after a single lesson, right? It takes time, practice, and patience. Another important takeaway is to celebrate your wins, big or small. We tend to dwell on our mistakes and overlook our successes. But celebrating even the smallest victories can boost your confidence and keep you motivated. Don't downplay your achievements. Give yourself credit where it's due. You deserve it. Speaking of self-compassion, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over a slip-up, try to learn from it and move on. Think about it this way. Mistakes are like stepping stones on the path to success. They might not feel great in the moment, but they ultimately lead you to where you want to go. And finally, practice gratitude. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, you create a more positive and fulfilling experience. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even just a beautiful sunrise. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the world through a lens of abundance. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who's been struggling with perfectionism for years. She constantly rewrites her work until it's perfect, but that often leaves her feeling drained and discouraged. She misses deadlines, she avoids sharing her writing with others, and she starts to doubt her abilities. Sound familiar? But then Sarah stumbles upon this podcast. She starts practicing the Stoic principles of self-compassion and gratitude. She learns to celebrate small wins and focus on consistent effort rather than striving for an attainable perfection. Slowly but surely, Sarah's perspective shifts. She becomes more confident in her writing, she shares her work with others, and she even starts enjoying the creative process again. So, what about you? Are you ready to break free from the shackles of perfectionism? Remember these key takeaways. Fear is often the root cause of perfectionism. Progress isn't always linear. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Practice self-compassion and learn from your mistakes. And cultivate gratitude for the good things in your life. This journey towards becoming a better version of yourself doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, effort, and commitment. But with each small step you take, you're inching closer to that goal. And trust me, the view from the top is breathtaking. So keep going, keep growing, and remember, perfection is overrated. Progress is everything. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review on your podcast platform and join the conversation on our social media channels. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep building that better version of yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.